It's Monday, and as many people return to work after a weekend of family, friends, and perhaps time spent in your church, temple, or place of worship, we want to highlight something that happened in New Jersey last month. That's when Cardinal Joseph Tobin, the new leader of Newark's Archdiocese, invited gay and lesbian Catholics from across New York and New Jersey to attend Mass at the Cathedral Basilica of the Sacred Heart in Newark. The gesture has generated plenty of attention, including a front-page story in the New York Times. But does the self-styled LGBT pilgrimage signal a broader shift in the Catholic Church's approach to gay congregants? I'm joined by Christopher Bellito. He's a history professor at Kane University who specializes in church history and contemporary Catholicism. Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So first, give us a refresher. What exactly was the event that happened in Newark, and how central of a role did Cardinal Tobin play in organizing the Mass?
Right. So I think we are at a moment in the church where we're being very decentralized. So you asked whether this was a huge shift, and I think that after two papacies of John Paul II and Benedict XVI, which were very centralizing papacies, people are used to turning to Rome for an order and then to implement it on the local level. And this is a bit of a flip, because Pope Francis wants people, bishops, operating at the local level on their own. And so what he's done is he's put people into place, such as Cardinal Tobin in Newark or Cardinal Supich in Chicago. There are other examples around the world who aren't people who wait for orders, who simply act based on the needs that they see around them. And Cardinal Tobin clearly saw that the LGBT community was one that had been marginalized and even in some cases demonized, and he saw it as a time for dialogue.
So how significant a gesture is this? The church isn't changing doctrine, and it still regards homosexuality as, quote, intrinsically disordered, and it treats it as a sin. So is this just optics, or does it represent a genuine shift in approach?
No, I don't think it's optics at all. Someone like Cardinal Tobin is far too busy to operate at that level. I think what's happening is part of what's called the Francis Effect, and that is that we've been building lots of walls in our Catholic communities, dealing with patrolling walls. This is what doctrine is, and if you're not inside of that, then goodbye. And now what we want to do is build many more bridges. It's a different approach, and to some degree it's a natural evolution of, when you have a revolution, it goes one way, and then it goes the other way, and then it kind of stabilizes. And what's really happening is that it's been 50 years since Vatican II. This was the big church council from the early 1960s that kind of reoriented the church's relationship with the world and wanted to be more welcoming, and it swung to the left in the 70s, and then it swung to the right in the 80s and 90s. And now Pope Francis and Cardinal Tobin and Cardinal Supich in Chicago represents kind of a synthesizing moment where, yes, we want to keep doctrine, but by the same token, we want to open our doors and not close them.
Cardinal Tobin is an appointee of Pope Francis. Now, of course, addressing the topic of gay priests a few years back, Francis famously said, "Who am I to judge?"
Precisely.
Now, he's been pope since 2013, so we have about 4 years of papal appointments throughout the church. Mm-hmm. Is the openness of Cardinal Tobin and other Francis appointments a sign of things to come in the Roman Catholic Church?
Well, it depends on how long Pope Francis remains pope and what his successor does. There's a rather brutal expression in Rome that there's nothing deader than a dead pope. And so what can be done can be undone. But as you saw with John Paul II, because he had such a long papacy of 27 years, there can be generational changes. And so what Francis is doing is that he's appointing pastors and not prelates. Cufflink Catholicism is dying, if not dead, and a lot of people are cheering about that. And so he wants people leading the church at the highest levels who are really interested in the everyday lives of people. And this is why, to take it to a different level, Pope Francis is appointing cardinals from places people have never heard of before. He named a cardinal in Papua New Guinea, which sends journalists to their atlases to find out where was Papua New Guinea.
In the 30 seconds we have left, how far ahead on all of this is Cardinal Tobin in the Newark Archdiocese?
Oh, I think Cardinal Tobin is a pace setter. He's 65 years old. He's going to be there for at least 10 more years. 75 is the retirement age. And last week at the annual meeting of the Conference of Catholic Bishops, he and some others really began to reorient.
I hate to do this to you, Mr. Bellito, but we've got to leave it there. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.